You can listen and you hear the sound of flapping wings.
Bats!
But it's not fapping. Flapping. Damn it, Shane.
Follow!
Maybe this is a release.
Stop reading into it! This isn't a book, it's
you
a story!
You guys are all evil!
Just follow! Hey, slavery is wrong,
shut up
right?
In there, so.
Okay, you should probably ask the guards. Yeah. In fact, what? I'll go get them.
No.
What?
No, 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 no,
the
no, no,
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no, no. You stay right here. We'll go ask the guards.
Read the page of the MP.
The MP page.
Yeah.
MP page. This or roll it? This?
Tower. New die tower.
10.
Plus your...
I don't have any pluses.
Plus anything. Read.
Plus what?
Reads.
You can't cast it or understand it, but you can tell that it is a spell of demon summoning.
Oh.
So she summoned a demon.
Okay.
Which means that she's probably a fairly powerful caster.
Okay. Well, I'm glad I put that bracelet on her then.
You just fucked a witch.
Yeah.
How was it?
So what now?
That's how it goes in life too. That's funny.
How can we get?
Do you wake up Rose?
How do we get? I want Moonglum to come with us.
Why don't we? If Moonglum we can control Rose, let's wake her up, have her go down to where the guards are, and order them to do something. Or I don't know.
Right? I guess I wake her up.
Okay, you wake her up.
Well, this whole town's like this.
Wait, she's a powerful caster, though. She can be able
I'm
going to
stay down with Moonglum.
Maybe, but...
Okay,
make sure she's trying to give us a slip.
Where did you guys... Are you guys staying with Moonglum? Are you guys going up with him, or...?
We'll go up with Salvin. You stay with...
I'll
stay down here, too.
Okay, I'll go up with Callie.
I don't want to be moving too much. Clank, 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 you know what I'm saying?
Clank. All right, I'm going to just keep looking around. Moonglum, I'm going to look at your stuff. Is that okay?
Uh-huh. Should I get back to work?
I don't care.
Ding, 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 ding.
Good job, Moonglum.
Yeah, make more bracelets for us. We can use those.
All right, so you guys do your stuff. I'm gonna look around at Moonglum's wares.
Tell her.
So Rose is awake.
Yep.
Okay, you go up the stairs. You put the bracelet on her.
Yep.
She's still asleep.
I wake her.
Okay. She's very groggy.
Make her bang us, man.
No.
Why not?
Long time.
I already got that.
Don't take sloppy seconds. I don't care.
He's disgusting. Going again first.
No.
He's gonna go again.
Like, that's disgusting. I would never do that to anyone ever in my life.
Ah, what a dream.
Ah.
Well, hello. Hello there.
Out of the way.
I'm just put my clothes back on.
Yeah, you're never nude.
Why are you naked?
Yeah.
You just got your armor on and nothing else.
So she has to tell me the truth?
If you
she has to
her.
Do what you tell her to, supposedly.
Yeah, ask her to tell her the truth about the operations downstairs and the woman and everything else and the imp.
So you can tell from reading the documents that they follow orders. They won't do something that harms themselves.
Okay.
And
like physically? Like they wouldn't jump off a cliff?
Right. And something that is too against their nature has a chance of...
Failing,
or driving them insane, or you're not exactly sure what the...
So it's similar to, like, weak-minded people or manipulate easier and stuff, if they have, like, strong beliefs in this or that, they're like, well...
Right.
Okay. Well, first I'd command her to not harm us, right?
Yeah. Probably.
If she's a powerful caster, yeah.
Why would I harm you? Who are you and... You. Why are you in my room?
I was like, you don't know me, shit. You remember last night?
Tell her to tell you about the operation.
You were to. You,
tell me.
You
tell
were
me,
screaming my name last night, woman.
Tell me what you have going on downstairs. With the girls.
Very profitable operation.
Downstairs.
Tell me more about it.
I make servants.
And what all can these servants do?
They are... The best servants in the land. They do not question.
Are they paid?
Do not want.
Are they servants or are they slaves?
Term is relative.
Not
really. What's that?
They did not volunteer.
They're slaves.
It is what's best for them. They're young, beautiful, but beauty fades.
It does.
Shame.
This way they don't have to worry about any of that.
Follow me downstairs. I'd like to see more.
Okay. She follows you.
Okay.
Shane follows her.
Where do you take her to?
I'm gonna
see. The imp's room.
Mistress!
What are we doing here?
I set the bottle back down that I was holding.
You're both a little drunk now. You go up and drink and tell war stories.
Moonblum and I've been talking. Look at all this stuff. He makes lots of neat stuff.
Interesting.
I found this potion. Moonblum, what's this do again?
See, you found those yesterday.
Damn it!
We have one.
You can have one.
Thank you.
How many did you have?
Two. Where'd they come from?
I'll take the broken one too.
You can have that one.
When they bring those?
Yesterday.
How many
Eric
did you
found them. I don't know, because Eric found them. Wow. There's only four left. Thanks. I had one. Now he's going to have another.
I've had none, damn it. I didn't know about it.
There were like five of them.
I never get any cookies.
From yesterday.
Okay. Well, I'll ask Karen.
Do it.
Can we give her back her other bowl? Thank you.
Her basket?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I probably should with like a note and say thank you or some shit.
Where's the white
basket? I'm going to.
No, take it down with a check in.
Give that back, dude.
Okay, once the bracers are on, the wearer becomes relaxed and highly suggestible. They also become unable to lie or to
deceive?
It says dissemble, but yeah, deceive in any fashion, and unable to cast spells or use spell-like abilities. The bracer is attuned to another magic item, the amulet of control. The bearer of this amulet can give the wearer remote suggestions at a range of up to 100 feet. Any suggestion or orders given by the bearer of the element will supersede those given by anyone else. It's also capable of ordering the bracelets to unlock themselves, and should the amulet be destroyed, the enchantment on the bracers will be broken. Once the bracers are removed, the wearer has no memory of anything that occurred while wearing it.
Okay.
Sounds like you got a new familiar.
Ask her how she got Moonblood.
That's what I was going to do.
Do it.
I summoned him.
Can you command her to listen to us?
Hang on, let's find out how he got.
I summoned him.
Can he be transferred?
Yes.
Do it.
She can't cast magic while the bracer's on.
Show him how.
Hi.
To me.
He's so stuffy in here, we need to get him somewhere else.
She will teach you how to do it.
Yay.
But you're underleveled, so it'll be risky.
Damn.
Well, we can...
Risky as in, like... We could remove the bracers if we think we can trust her.
The hell no. You
no, bracers? There's no way. She's a slave
can
master.
Can you command her to listen to us?
Yes.
I'm not going to.
Why?
Because you'll do weird things to her.
I wouldn't even do that.
If you fail, you'll be subject to a greater corruption, wizard.
Shit.
But remember, you're allowed to spell burn.
I can't roll very well right now.
You are allowed to spell burn, which...
Yeah, like odds. What are the odds you can roll
means
back?
You're allowed to permanently burn ability points to cast the spell.
Ability points?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
How much of a bonus do you get by...
After he rolls, it's at a plus one.
Okay. How about...
Get a soft taco.
If we let her take off the bracer... And then, if she tries to attack us or anything, then we will tell all the rest of them to remove their bracelets and leave too. Because you still have power over the rest of her slaves, right?
Yeah. But. I don't think it's gonna work. All she has to do is,
is
kill me and get back the amulet. Or destroy
she
the amulet.
To kill all of us.
Or destroy the amulet. And then she
and
can.
And she has no power over anybody.
She could just make another amulet.
Can she?
After she kills us, yes.
Maybe.
She's a very high-level caster.
Wait! Did all the guards... I'm gonna send Beedrill back down towards the guards.
Okay.
Do I see any bracelets on them?
No.
Damn, okay. Then we bring them. Calvin tells them
In
to...
In fact, they're starting to head this way.
Shit!
Because it's been so long.
Shit!
Jeez Louise.
Okay, so...
You gotta get Rose to get rid of them. Or Rosie, or
whatever. She can't cast a spell.
No, she needs to get rid of the guards.
Yeah, we can control her to say.
Yeah, if he tells her to, hey, talk to the guards and get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So I take Rose to meet them.
Make her read the book.
Oh.
And then she has to work with us because of the curse.
Oh.
And then we get the imp and her.
Oh.
That's a good idea. All right. I'm going to meet the guards first, though.
Okay.
Okay, so you're going with her to the guards.
Yeah.
Let's make them read the book all the damn fucking army, sir.
Damn it. We've been waiting for like an hour.
Apologize. She was delayed.
Have her speak for herself. Just say, hey, get rid of these people.
I mean, that's
going to be the gist of it. Let's watch Rick talk with himself for like a minute. Okay? Instruct her to get rid of him, right?
So they have a conversation.
Damn it, Rick. It looks... Honestly, so what have you been doing? Like, well,
it looks like to pass the time that the pirates have had some rum. And as she says that the slaves aren't ready yet, you guys need to come back later. One of them gets irate.
How irate?
Irate is just... Irate,
man. Yeah, he's just like, nope, we're doing this now. I'm not coming back. If we miss the tide, we're gonna have to wait.
Poison needle. Just shake his hand. I'm sorry.
You peel it. How drunk are they?
Belligerent drunk, not blackout drunk.
But they're like easily overpowered.
Probably not.
I mean, that's true. They are pirates. They're used to fighting drunk.
Is there you?
Is there a corner?
Why is she talking so strangely?
Is there a corner I can wait behind? Like, are they down a hall? Like, can I just like?
Sure.
Just waiting around the corner.
Is there a corner
like,
to wait behind?
Beedrill's just like poked around.
All right, guys. Wait. Be like, look, I'm sorry that you guys have to wait a little bit. I have something pretty valuable I want you to check out. Check out these bracelets. They make you look great. Try them on. We have an army. They probably won't fall for that, though.
Moonglow, what kind of potions do you have? I think Mistress is in trouble. We may need to help
her. Sleeping.
I thought you didn't like Mistress. I'm so confused.
You're such a strange...
She's cool now.
Such a strange...
Is we recognize why you...
Well, we could... Moonglow, we could all be in trouble. So, what do you have that we could maybe use against these pirates that could harm all of us?
He looks and pulls out a scroll.
Okay.
Hands it to you.
Shit. I gotta read this shit again.
It's a scroll. You can cast off from a scroll. It's a sleep scroll.
So can I use it on all the pirates?
All right, and not me or her.
I put him to sleep. Take the amulet.
Yeah.
Fuck.
All right. Well, while he keeps him talking distracted, I guess I can use the scroll to.
Okay.
Put him to sleep. Is it within my level? It's not gonna be something crazy that I have to. Okay.
Roll.
Alright.
And don't fuck up.
What do you go?
You want a 12 or better?
I roll pretty
at the very least.
Don't fuck up.
12 or better.
This isn't gonna go well. I have a bad feeling.
12 or
17!
Alright, what's your caster level? Is a 1, so that's 18 plus another one is 19. Okay. Up to 4 targets must save or fall into a normal sleep for 1d6 hours, or 1 target can be placed into a supernatural sleep for 1d4 hours. Normal sleep can be interrupted
There's
by normal means.
Five of them.
So, no. Okay. So you want to use the 4 targets?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
Damn it! I can't put Calvin to sleep. Well, I could, but it's not gonna help me at this point.
All right. So they need a 17 or better. Which they probably won't get.
5.
Yep. Okay. 4 of them go to sleep. The other one charges forth. And tries to stab Rose. He thinks she's casting it.
I step in front of her and I parry.
Okay, roll an attack. If you succeed, you're able.
Like, whoa, whoa, whoa! You guys are way too drunk, bud!
6. Nope.
Rose dodge.
5.
Thank you.
Dodge!
Wait, is it not gonna hit you?
No.
Oh, you said you stepped in front of Rose.
Yeah, I did step in front of Rose, but...
Well, he tried to parry it.
Okay.
Well...
What's a weapon?
Oh, should be stepped in front to parry. But he's misses.
But he couldn't get there in time. Where's the eight?
At least she has more hit points than I do.
She's a wizard.
One.
One?
Okay. She's okay.
Not so bad. So she gets a stab in the shoulder.
Okay. I wreck that dude.
Okay, roll. Let's see.
Do you?
Yes.
18.
Okay, roll your damage.
Is that with the crossbow?
No, you have the crossbow.
Oh, well, I'm gonna shoot at him with the crossbow.
Okay, you can shoot.
I have a terrible dexterity, I probably shouldn't do it.
Not the way you've been rolling.
Eight.
Max damage.
All right. Yep, he dies.
Okay.
He's dead.
All right, the four are asleep.
Okay. I'm gonna run up and see what I can find.
And Rose is bleeding.
I want to loot him.
Should we double
take care of her? I'll loot these guys.
All right. Should we double tap these guys in case they don't wake up?
No, they're cells.
Order her not to bleed.
Put them in the cells.
Ain't got time to bleed. Right. They're women pirates.
Hang on. First off, I want to see what they got.
Okay.
So I'm going to take their
stuff. Sure. You see they have scimitars, so five scimitars. I'm sorry, four scimitars. The captain had a rapier.
Who's he raping?
He's the one that stabbed Rose.
Okay.
You can see a film on the blade.
Oh.
Okay. Rose been poisoned.
You also see that they have, between all of them, they have 20 gold pieces.
20 GP.
Okay. Yeah. They all have daggers, so five daggers.
Can I identify the film on the blade?
And that's it.
Okay.
Sure.
While he does that, hey you, blah blah. Help me get these guys in these cells.
I'm gonna need you to heal her, by the way.
I was looking for a healing.
Yeah. Okay. You help me get these guys in the cells.
Okay.
Shane and I are gonna put the other four in cells so that if they wake up, they're not gonna be a problem, okay?
Okay.
All right, we put them in cells now. Hey, we could give Cookie Crisp a new ship.
Could do.
They gotta have a ship out there somewhere.
Yeah, full of guys.
Eight,
I don't have a healing
guys,
spell,
yeah.
I don't think.
You have Lay on Hands.
Do I?
You're a cleric, you gotta have a healing spell.
I got Blessing Object.
No, this is... Where's,
Here. Yeah,
Lay on Hands.
Okay, so it's probably poison.
Yeah, you're gonna have to get like a 20 or 21.
So I have to get a 20 or 21?
Yeah.
To do it?
Yep.
Okay, I'll do it.
So funny. Why is it a wrong finger? Like just a ring. 12.
Which 12 does broken limb.
Okay, but it still does one die of hit points.
Yeah, but it doesn't do the poison.
Yeah.
All right, how long does this take?
Can maybe take the bracer off of her? Maybe she can.
All right, she gets a saving throw.
Her fortitude.
Nah, six.
Oh, nope. So she is lying there, and you can tell that she's in considerable pain.
Okay.
considerable.
Do you want to? Do you have a poison?
Yeah.
Okay, have you identified it yet?
I rolled.
What was it?
18.
Okay, it's viper poison.
Okay, so I need some sort of antivenin.
Yes. I have salve herbs. I have a torch. Will that help at all?
I have a torch.
Set her on fire.
I have a flask of seeds.
That's right, you do.
From those one guys.
Can I check on the captain's body and see if there's any vial or anything like that?
Does a little imp guy have?
Not on him.
Ask the imp.
Moonbum. Yeah, he's got all kinds of shit, dude. Come here.
Yes?
Mistress is hurt.
So she is.
She's been poisoned.
Ah, oh, very good.
Do we want... We can save her.
I tell her to order him to save her.
What?
I tell her to order him to save her.
She's unconscious.
Oh,
I thought she was in considerable pain.
You can be unconscious in pain.
Heal me.
She passes out.
There's nothing he can do. He doesn't.
He doesn't
have a...
Make me a cure poison. potion.
He just said there's nothing he can do.
Well, I mean, he can make a potion, maybe, but he can't cast a spell.
Yeah.
You want him to go make a potion?
Yeah.
Quickly. Heal her.
All right.
I want him to come with us.
Me too. That's what I'm trying to work out.
He gets to work on a potion.
All right. How quickly, Moonglum?
At least by tomorrow.
It's gonna take some time. I'm gonna have to do some stuff and
do another lay on hands.
18.
Take me 18 minutes.
What?
Shit!
Maybe that's ridiculous.
Maybe I can help.
It should be like 20 minus whatever.
Am I allowed to do another one? I just did one. I can't just do it again.
So you can do it again. The thing is, if you are continuously using your powers for something that isn't directly benefiting your god, he starts fucking with you.
Yeah.
There's a god in the ocean.
This is why.
Fucker.
I don't have a god. Is there anyone? Can I help Moonglum?
Sure, you can try.
Okay.
Roll it.
Oh, no. I just wanted to help him.
It's a 5.
Okay. So he's like, hand me this thing, and you hand it, and he pours it. He's like, what?
One more minute.
Rose dies.
Rose dies?
Yes.
Not my fault. 18 minutes is way too long.
Sons of bitches.
You didn't parry.
Hey, you enslaved this bitch.
Moonglum.
After she made love to you, got her killed.
She's a slave. Smuggler.
Hey,
it's
hey,
not
hey,
that
hey,
big of a deal.
Hey, open that bracer up.
We don't have our vices.
Open that bracer up and bring it with us.
Yeah, I will.
Okay, good.
Okay, you command it to open. It opens.
All right.
We should all let the other slaves go.
What if some are? Make sure they're all.
And get all their bracers. Yeah. Right? All the slaves are wearing bracers, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but we need to unlock them, right?
Moonglum, how many of these bracers have you made?
Let's see, 36.
Well, now that she's dead, why were you so loyal to her?
Wait, is that clued me?
37. Well, I can go now, I guess.
You
can
go. Why was she so loyal? Why were you so loyal to her? Why couldn't you tell us?
It was the spell.
Yeah, she summoned him.
Oh.
We went over
this. I was bound to her.
Do you want to come with us? It's good times.
Why would I want to?
It's good times. Exciting adventures.
I could go back to hell. What? Good time.
You put bracer on his foot.
Well, you can go there anytime.
Can I put a bracer around his waist?
Around his waist?
Don't yeah.
Put a bracer on him.
You couldn't fly.
I want him to come with us willingly.
He's a demon. Yeah, he wouldn't be able to cast any spells.
He's a demon. You're chaotic. Both of you guys are.
Yeah, I mean.
I'm sure he would have fun with you two.
I think it. No. Maybe.
You have freed me. I do owe you something.
I freed you.
You can just hang out with us.
What? We would like you to come with us on your own free will, and you can leave, you know, when you want.
You wouldn't be a slave, you wouldn't be tied.
As long as it's interesting.
It'll be interesting.
It'll be interesting.
First, we have to find a boat.
A boat?
For a drink.
A boat. Not a boat for a drink.
In the drink.
Alright. Well, let's take the stuff you have with us. Like...
Okay.
We'll pack up Moonglum's stuff and bring it with us.
There it is. 5 doses of a sleeping drug.
I'll take that, I guess.
Sleeping drug?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sad? Give me now.
5 doses of a sleeping drug.
A vial of giant centipede poison.
Ooh. Oh, are you taking that too?
Why do we need to poison a centipede?
Hey, does anyone want 4 scimitars or a rapier?
I'll take the rapier. Is it agility?
Yes.
Okay, I'll take the rapier.
If you use the giant centipede...
Wait. I will trade you said rapier for that book. That you're still holding on to, I guess.
I was going to give it to you.
All right.
But yeah,
you get the rapier, I get a spell book.
So when you get to level 2, Aaron, you can either learn spells from this book, or you can roll randomly.
Oh. Will I be able to look through and like see what spells... Yeah.
I can tell you now. There is a spell of clerics. Charm person.
Okay. That would have been handy.
Forget.
That would have been handy.
Detect magic.
That would have been handy.
Magic missile.
That would've been handy.
Well, I mean, I learned that one right off the bat.
You.
That's one of my short-term goals, or long-term goals, whichever one it was.
Great one. Demon summoning.
That's the imp one, yeah.
Yep.
So wait, draw like a transmutation circle on the ground under the imp.
And scare.
Summon him to you.
And what? Scare. No, it's a higher level than me, so I can't quite do it yet. But, so if I, as a question on it,
mm-hmm.
if I do a demon summoning and summon an imp to me, right? Mm-hmm. Will I have an imp and my wasp?
Yes. So, yeah.
One's a familiar, one's a summoned.
That could be cool.
Yeah. And it doesn't just have to be an imp. Depending on how high you roll, it could be like a Balor.
Oh.
Which is fucking
that could be interesting.
Badass. It's like a Balrog.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Balrog. Stealthing.
Stealthing? Did you say stealthing?
Yeah. Style thing.
Oh. By the way, Calvin, how much XP do you have right now?
Hi. You guys are gonna get a lot of XP.
But I think he left last time to go get mailbag stuff.
I wrote it down. I thought
I wanted
I
to
did.
Make sure he. How much do you have?
I have 14.
Okay, I had 14, but we were given 3 at the end.
Okay,
I wrote plus 3.
That should be
so that new.
Yeah, I didn't have any.
And then, yeah, Shane XP. Wrote plus 3.
Everything that I wrote down was
me. Yeah, you're at 17. So yeah.
Right here?
Yep, yeah, 17. 17 sounds right. Shane should be lower than us because
hit points is right here, right?
He wasn't with us.
Because I lost hit points from taking damage a while ago.
Yeah. You should have gotten some of those back from sleeping, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
Extended rest?
Well, you didn't sleep.
Well, that's true. We slept
we
like...
We started to.
Slept a little bit.
But I mean, this was from like
oh.
2 sessions ago.
Well, then yeah, you have it all back by now.
So 5 back.
Mm-hmm.
That's your max?
13. That's what...
My max HP is 13. My current is 15.
And then I have 20 armor class.
I'm familiar.
Okay.
Dang it.
So XP, yeah. Let's see. So you get 4 for discovering the slave trade and stopping it.
You get
another. Hang on.
He's gonna tell us how much we get.
You get 3 for that. 10 experience points.
10.
Wow.
Awesome.
I'm to 27.
You level up at
25?
50.
I think it's 25. Or 50. It's a round number like that.
50.
Okay.
So halfway there to level 2.
A little bit over.
Did we find anything on Rose?
Rose has a pendant that has a bracelet that has a hidden compartment. That had a sleeping drug that she tried to make a Calvin with.
Oh. Okay. Is it very fanciful?
The bracelet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or is it more minimalist?
No, it's gold.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's gold with like ruby.
We can take
inlays.
It and sell it.
Yeah, I'll take the dose of the drug out and sell it, I guess.
I'll hold it. Hold on.
She also has a wand.
Gold. A wand? I'll take wand.
Okay.
I don't know if it's going to be helpful for me or not, but it might. Was there anything else that we got from...
She also has one potion.
One potion?
Mm-hmm.
Of no idea?
Yeah, you'd have to detect magic or something.
I don't have to detect
magic. Or you could ask the imp.
I have to detect magic.
Can Eric use it?
What is this thing she's holding? Do you know?
Yes, turns you into mist.
Into mist?
Mm-hmm.
Like fog?
Yes, fog.
For a little while?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say frog?
Can I have that? You retain.
Do you mind if I keep the mist potion?
Yeah, you go, like, you know.
It's like a Dracula thing.
You're incorporeal.
Or...
Oh, okay.
Dude, I would love that. Can I have that?
But your corporeal form is just.
It's a it's like swampy thing.
Yes.
Kind of magic like, you know?
Yes, you turn into mist.
Swampy.
And a few moments later, a minute or so, you turn back into you.
So we have a mist potion. Was there anything else in Moonglum's thing? He got a. Poison.
No, you
and
got it all.
Sleeping thing. Okay. We got all the bracelets.
How many bracelets in total?
We need to go free the other people and get their.
Yeah, there's one plus the 6 on the slaves, so 7 in total.
Okay. So the girls already have bracelets on.
Mm-hmm. They were getting ready to ship them out.
Oh.
But they were in cells too.
Do they have matching things with them?
Amulets.
Amulets. Yeah.
No.
Okay. It just makes them suggestible.
Well, Rose had an amulet for them.
Oh, okay.
So you can have that as well.
Does her amulet control all the bracelets?
No.
Just, okay. Well, that's interesting. Yeah, we'll take all those.
Okay, you have them.
I wear amulet. Hold on. No, those are, no.
You wear other amulet, I wear other amulet.
So you have one
I have amulet, you have amulet.
You have one amulet with one bracer that works with it.
No, the four or whatever, the girls.
No, they're matched, so one to one. There's six amulets.
No.
No,
six.
There is one.
One amulet for six.
Yeah, I took that
one. And then one amulet for the one, and then the other ones that were being worked
on. Okay. All right, you take that amulet.
Can he finish those?
He can't make them. He's been trying. She was the only one that was able to make them.
But she was busy with other stuff.
She was trying to train him to do it?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have like a book or some shit or stuff?
Do we need to free anyone else from upstairs or anything?
Yeah, I was gonna collect everybody in like the main hall and take them all.
Let them free!
Yeah. Now!
No one's working.
Can we just have him learn how to do it?
In time, maybe.
Okay. He said he was learning how and he's like, I don't know how! I'm trying!
So was he trying to read from this book?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so if he can't fucking do it, how the fuck are we gonna learn how to do it?
I mean, it takes a long time to learn magic.
Okay. Yes.
What kind of amulet would that be? Amulet of, like, slavery, or...?
Sure, that works.
Amulet of power!
With, what was it? 30? Because there were 6 on his amulet, and there would be, like, 30 on mine.
What?
Bracelets.
Bracelets?
Yeah.
No.
How many?
You have one amulet that goes to 6, and one that goes to 1.
Oh, okay.
Because the other 5 weren't done.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
You already were when I took the other one.
What about all the other people upstairs that you said were wearing bracelets and stuff? Like all the staff?
That are down here. She was testing them. And then she's going to ship them off. And then there will be new ones that come through and tested.
Wait, there should have been a second one that was closed up that we couldn't open.
Yeah, there is.
Okay, so yours should have 2.
Okay.
Right?
Yours should have.
Now that you can open it.
Mine has 6.
Why can we open it now?
Because
he has the amulet.
Cool.
Okay. I just got screwed then. Okay. Fuck you.
No, he had said, okay, the imp had said he made 36, but the way that he was just talking...
In total.
The way that he was just talking was that they gave an amulet to the people taking them.
No, yeah.
I thought you don't get 30 and I get 6.
I thought the people upstairs were all wearing bracelets because that's what he said before. But
they were down here now.
Yeah,
I guess.
Misunderstood.
So what's next?
All right, we got a boat. You need a boat.
Yeah.
Do we have money?
I mean, they're...
Yeah, you
can. How much money do we get from these fuckers?
Well, Calvin got the desk. They had 30 gold pieces on them. The pirates did.
The pirates had 30 on them?
Yeah.
We have one thing to sell,
in this
too.
World?
No.
One thing to sell.
We could chop the bodies and just
that,
sell them.
Locket, whatever she had. You said it was a gold or whatever.
Yeah.
And she had a bunch of money in her desk. And gems.
Well,
I had those.
Okay.
I have a total of 90 gold on me. Plus 4 scimitars that I could maybe sell. And 5 daggers that we could maybe sell and get some more money from them, possibly.
And a crossbow.
I have 47 and crossbow. Gold.
The sun will be rising soon, and the inn will be opening.
We should leave.
Yeah.
And probably get out of here and lock it up.
We should, we take Rose back up to her room. Make it look like...
I mean, wait, Rose's place of business or whatever is like a really nice, popular place, right? Who's there anymore?
I mean, there's still people in the room.
Yeah,
but who owns it?
She did.
She owned it?
She owned it.
Could we, like...
Take over?
Sell it or take over it to get a boat? Say, hey, we could go to our competitor.
Maybe we could run a business and put someone in charge.
Say, like, hey, we'll give you this place.
You're all
you
gotta do it. What are you thinking? Well, no, she's dead now. It wasn't our fault. But now there's a business here.
I mean, it was our fault. Otherwise, she would still be trading slaves.
I'm just saying, we could sell the building to her competitors.
Or we set it up as a profitable business.
Well, I was going to say,
that we get money
part of the deal would be like we get like a 25% you know, of their business.
25%.
Because we gave them a good deal.
That's unheard of.
No. What?
Who would agree to that? 70%. You watch, like, the Sharks?
I'm going to sell you this
Shark
business.
Shark Tank?
I'm going to sell you this business, but you give me 25% of your profits every month?
No, like, it's like when you get a loan, but you get a certain amount of the profit, yeah. You're going to watch Shark Tank?
That's just them paying back a loan.
Huh?
No. They can negotiate the deal for
the stake in the business.
For stocks. Like, they give you all the money that you need, but you only owe them.
Yeah, they can do up. They can go up like 80%.
75%, and then they take their 25% of the shares out of your profit.
Yeah,
you can do that. That's totally legal.
Yeah, but you also get access to their, like, you know, distribution and management.
Why don't we just put some people in charge of it? And we just get like 50% of the profits, and not sell it.
I felt like my 25% was. Met with, that's crazy. They're going for 50
because we own it.
I was gonna say 70.
I was saying we had no idea, like, who we put people in charge. We don't know anything about the business.
Put Moonblum, put Moonblum in charge. The pimpy imp,
the dwarf king wouldn't do it.
I assume she only does
do it.
Kid
who's stealing shit.
Running a hotel?
I assume the only reason that she's doing good at this hotel business is because she's having these sex slaves in her rooms.
Yeah.
You know, like, what do we know about the hotel business? I think we should just get as much money from selling the building as we can.
I just burn the whole place down.
What?
All of the guests in it take all their shit.
All these ideas thrown out.
We're going to use arson to cover up a mass thieving. Let's do it.
No,
Aaron would be.
He'd probably burn the whole dock down.
Yeah.
We're on a dock, right?
Yeah, you're on a dock.
I think the
it'd
best
thing fall into the sea and it would put itself out. It'd be fine.
Or you're going to have to talk to the mayor if you want to try and get the deed to this place or whatever.
I don't know. I think we should just leave.
Maybe just leave it.
We got good loot. We got some cool magical items. We got some weapons.
I know. We go talk to the mayor.
Probably just left, and then years later,
I guarantee all this has been going on. The mayor at least had some idea of what's going on here.
Especially with her trying to
say, "Hey, yo, this chick."
Oh shit! We need to rob the mayor. I forgot to do that. We need to. I was gonna put like my investment and stuff in there, and then come back later and steal all the shit. But I just need to do that. Because the mayor was definitely crooked.
Well, if he's crooked,
can we put a...
Maybe we could... I don't know.
Can we put a brace on him?
Yes. Can I... I want
to
do that.
If we put a brace on him, convince him to give us the deed, then we have the deed, then we sell it, then we buy a boat.
Why don't we just take all the money out of the city vault?
That's... This is... My thing is political corruption.
We're gonna die.
Who's gonna die? Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of which, this...
Day tracker.
We're on a new day.
Yeah. So, yeah.
So, you have a deal with Captain Chris for travel.
Yeah.
If you want to go that route.
How many men does he have?
Boats, like, for sale or anything here.
Go with the pirate boat.
Yeah, let's take the pirate boat.
You could try and take the pirate boat.
Probably a lot of pirates on it.
I mean, you could work with Captain Chris. You're going to need a boat to get out there. Or you could take the longboats, I guess.
Suppose we take the longboats. How many crew does Captain Crisp have?
I think it was like...
Because if we could all go out in the longboats, like...
There's a crew of
under
8.
Fog.
I mean, there might not be many pirates left on that ship.
Not many. We killed 5 with the captain.
We killed 1.
The other ones that fell asleep.
I mean, we double-tapped them.
I had mentioned that, but...
She and I drugged them into the cell. No one double-tapped it.
They're in the cell.
So I wake one of them up and ask how many more are on the ship.
Thousands! You should run.
I think he's lying.
He's lying.
I'm glad you went through all this.
I stab him in the foot.
What? Oh, okay.
You stab this man?
Yeah. How many are on the boat?
Wait, did you stab him in the foot with your rapier?
Not that rapier. With a dagger.
4.
He's lying.
Stab him in the other foot.
I stab him in the other foot.
4!
Do I think he's lying?
You don't think so.
Okay.
Well, bye.
He can't run. Not comfortably, anyway.
Do we have any kind of discernment?
Yeah, you can roll, like, intelligence or personality, or you can
To find out what?
Do something else. To see if he's lying, but you don't think he's lying.
He's not lying.
Yeah. You got no reason to lie.
Yeah.
We'll stab again, though.
What?
No! I already stabbed him once more than he needed to be.
Yeah. All right, we should leave this place.
All right.
Who's going to sail the boat,
thousands.
Huh?
Who's going to sail the boat?
Captain Crisp.
I'm not a bad pilot myself.
Oh, you mean the rowboat?
No, I mean the pirate boat. If you get the pirate boat.
Wait, Captain Crisp.
Yeah. Oh, we go get.
Where's
yeah.
The
yeah. It's the, a better
the better boat.
Boat.
We got you a better boat.
Yeah.
Let's go talk to him.
That's what we're doing right now.
Do we need
to talk to Captain Crisp?
Huh?
We're going to take
his crew. He's got like an 8-man crew and there's 4 pirates on the ship.
Yeah.
And if they're not going to go with us.
We take Captain Crisp. We go to the
new captain now.
We go to the 2 longboats.
Okay.
We sail out with Captain Crisp in one, his crew
in
the other.
Hang on, we gotta go talk to Captain Crisp.
What are you waking me up for?
I'm just laying out a plan.
Okay.
We gotta...
Shit.
Okay.
What are you waking me up for?
Let's get the plan once we talk to Captain
Crisp. It's like 4 in the morning.
Alright.
Fine. You need a boat, right?
Do you know how much I drank last night?
Do you want a boat?
This is a boat.
Do you want a drier boat?
A better boat?
A better, bigger boat.
Bigger, better boat.
What kind of question is that?
For
obviously.
Free!
For free.
Okay, then we're doing this. Wake
free.
Up.
Look, we need a captain.
And a crew.
And we have a boat.
You have a boat?
Yes.
Did you have a boat yesterday?
Yes, but we didn't know we did.
What do you mean you have a boat? Doesn't make any sense.
Do you hate pirates? They take your goods and kill your crew, right?
Let's argue semantics.
I've maybe done a little pirating.
Yeah, but these are not your pirates.
Yes, if they're not my pirates, they're not good pirates.
Okay, then we kill them
even
and take their shit.
Pirates
or we could give. We could say, hey, we weren't going to kill you, but we'll give you his old boat.
This is a lot to take in. You guys had a long night.
We took care of some bad people. There may be a couple more people taking care of our boat right now. We have to go visit them.
They're just getting it ready for us.
Yeah.
And they may be very angry when we come back to get it.
If you and your crew are up for it, we got your whole new boat. You can have it.
Promote your first mate to captain and give him your old boat.
As long as you take us where we need to go.
Wake up. We're having breakfast on the deck of another ship.
Oh. I love
good.
I love pirate
talk. Go get
talk.
The dwarf. We need the dwarf. The drunk dwarf. We have him.
Igor.
We need to go wake up. Yeah, Igor. Make sure he's with us. And Moonglow.
Okay.
Right?
Moonglum is coming with us, right?
Captain.
Yeah.
Captain Cook.
Interesting
Chris,
times.
His men, Moonglum, and the
Igor.
The dwarven prince or whatever his name.
Igor.
Yeah. That guy, right?
All right. Let's Well, what should we do? Do we take the longboats? Do we take the Mankey Bastard? She'll sink, but she won't sink for a while.
I say we take a group of 5 men in the longboat.
Take the longboats and the Mankey? Mankey's more of a distraction, longboats have the main crew?
Well, I was gonna say longboat's a distraction, then the Mankey comes in.
I take the Mankey in, coming in close, let the longboats maybe sneak up.
I don't know, I think we could get closer with the longboat because they're gonna be expecting crew back.
Exactly.
Actually, no.
Exactly.
We're gonna need 5 men and 5 or 6 men dressed in scanty outfits.
Scanty?
Yes. See what I'm saying? I like this plan.
It's like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
First one, when they're out there.
With the umbrellas.
Corneo's mansion.
Yeah.
I like this plan.
The honeybees.
Yeah. Honey potting.
We have some clothes that we might need your men to wear.
I like it.
He likes it!
Yes!
This work? This work, right?
I like Captain Crisp.
Might.
Who's gonna go in the Mankey?
I.
You'll do the Mankey? I'll go with Mankey.
Okay. I'll be on the boat. I'll be on the longboat.
Longboat?
Yeah.
How many? Is there 2 longboats? One longboat.
There's two.
Two.
Yeah.
So let's take the 2 longboats. How many men does Crisp have?
8.
8.
Okay.
6 swabs, Pete the Navigator, and First Mate.
I'd say if we bring the big boat up kind of close, the 2 longboats may be able to kind of come in on the sides and be easier to get closer and not get seen.
Yeah. And these pirates, they're going to have like sabers and stuff, but we have longbows and crossbows and shit.
You know, we might not need the Mankey. How many people can fit in a longboat?
That's what I'm saying.
In a longboat?
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to sink
anyway. 10 in each.
10 in each?
Yeah.
You got 8. We can probably
We've
do
only
that.
Got 16 men.
We could do that.
Well, 10 men and 6 scantily clad men.
We got 4, 5, 6, plus 8, right?
14. 10.
So that works. So 7 in each.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do that.
Yep.
All right, so you're going with deception, right?
You have. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're just rowing. All right.
You row up.
Looking like we're...
Aye! Where have you been?
Rose was late!
Get up here! We're about to miss the tide!
Aye!
We climb in and wreck these fools.
Are you letting the ladies go first?
Yes, the ladies! Surprise!
Come up here with like, they're out on port. I mean, I've only been in this port town.
Who?
Like a day. Like a day and
they
a half.
They might not care if they're, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They might not give a shit.
So the ladies are coming up. They have, like, hats on, and so the pirates can't see the blade in their teeth.
Yes. Exactly, as they're climbing up.
Yeah. Now, should we kill off these last four, or...?
We capture them.
Okay.
So see if they want to join.
You, with your overwhelming numbers, they surrender.
Yeah.
After they see the beards on
yes.
the
yes.
I
love this plan.
We should probably give them a choice to join. Either join
that's
or be
saying.
Let off at a port.
You can join your new Captain Cookie Crisp.
Yeah.
And the new Mankey, whatever he wants to call it. I don't know.
Captain
the
Crisp.
The pristine bitch.
walks up and he looks him over and he says, Davy Jones, we're under me.
Oh. He knows how to work it out.
Yeah.
And we'll let him work it out.
Aha, Captain! Aha! Set sail.
Uh-huh. 12! He's got 12-man crew, us four, a dwarf, and him.
Yeah.
And I thought him. We were gonna go back to town and look around.
Get the ballistas off the Mankey bastard.
Yes!
Okay, let's do that.
Of course.
Do that. Get this thing ready. Do you want now the Mankey to stay on your docks or anything, or should we just let it sink?
She was a good ship.
It's gonna sink.
Let her go. Right. This is now the Mankey.
So we're rechristening it?
Indeed.
All right, we gotta set sail today.
Do you want the figurehead on from your ship? On your new ship?
I like it.
The ramp?
Sentimental.
Yes.
I like you.
Yeah,
the tied on ropes.
Like scar up the old one and like put the new one on there.
We'll deal with it at sea.
Yes.
Right. We'll head towards where the dwarf says then, right?
To the north of the Gray Sea.
Looking
right?
For Hagamoth.
Good. We set sail! That could be a good ending.
To the icy north.
Yeah.
Do we get furs and stuff? Because it could get cold.
I have a badger pelt and a leopard hide.
I have 3 fine suits I can wear all at once. All right, so we set sail. That'd probably be a suit. They going?
Oh, yep. Man. We didn't buy anything.
So I just said to Eric, and he said we did.
I didn't say we did. I said that we were trying to get out of here.
We stole shit. We didn't buy anything.
We didn't go back to that one guy who was buying stuff.
Yeah, we need to go back to him and sell the rapiers and well...
You think it's possible for us to get back there, or is it going to be a big...
Just rewind.
It'll be risky.
So we just, like, stole, like, in the middle of, like,
murder.
Let's not go back to the same town we've been doing shit in. Patrons. Let's go back to another sea town.
We can find a new place.
Yeah, we can find
There'll
a new port town.
There'll be a new place with better stuff.
Yeah. That was a shitty town anyway. He didn't have shit. Except for that one guy who thought his wares were better than us. Trying to sell it for like 10.
With all those candles.
We told him we'd come back.
He didn't have any candles.
We lied.
Wait, didn't one of you guys have the one guy making something for you?
Shit, yeah, the bracer thing. I paid him in advance, it's fine.
You got magical mind control bracelets, you're fine.
Yeah.
All right, so well,
wait. If I'm wearing the bracelets, can I suggest myself to do things that I don't believe that I can do? Like, jump that 20-foot gap! I got this!
I mean, you would be more likely to do it, but I don't think that you would actually just be able to
do it. Interestingly enough,
you give yourself
in the
courage.
Papers about that.
Okay.
You have to do your own experiments.
How about if I take the amulet, or I put one of my bracelets on him, and then tell him to jump this 20-foot gap?
No, I'm sure. How about you put one of your bracelets on him, and he puts
one of your bracelets on me?
And you guys just circle jerk each other.
We gotta see who has the stronger will in that way.
Yeah. Okay. Alright, so we're...
I will.
So do I. How long is it gonna take us on this, voyage?
Wherever we're heading.
This
ask
one...
Captain Crunch.
It takes...
Crisp.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Shit.
2 weeks!
And we didn't bring any of those checks with us?
2 weeks!
chips?
Chicks.
Oh, I've seen chips.
Of course you did.
No, we let him go, remember? Unless we want to take him back to the
home. We have to scantily clad men, I guess.
Yeah. That'll be enough on a sea journey.
All right, guys, we finally left the port. We're going to be heading out to wherever it is we're heading.
The high seas.
Long sails. So make sure you guys don't miss it. Hit the subscribe button, the like button, and you can probably see the next episode already over on Patreon.
Patreon.com/blindwave.
Will they make it? Will they drown? Will there be sea monsters? Who knows?
Will the imp stay?